Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by State Senator Ken Rosenboom talking about last week's session.
Ken, welcome, and thank you for being on the program today. What are you guys up to today up in Des Moines?
Well, maybe your listeners can hear a debate in the background. We just began debate on, I think we have about 15 bills here that we're going to work through this afternoon before we can go home for the week.
How long does a typical debate last? If you have 15, I would think that's a pretty full plate.
Well, that's a little bit like asking how big is a rock, because some bills can take a lengthy amount of time. On the other hand, a lot of bills we can run through in 5 to 10 minutes because they're called non-cons or non-controversial. They're, you know, mundane code changes and that thing type of thing. So there won't be a lengthy debate, I don't believe, on any of these bills that we're working with today.
Well, and we've talked about that. There's a lot of non-controversial things. Does that still seem to be the case? Are the things that are making it through the two filters seem to be things people can agree on?
Yes. I mean, and I'm not sure most Iowans understand that just an awful lot of what we do is non-controversial. It's just technical stuff. It's a bill, what we call code cleanup bills, technical bills. And most of the business of the state is not highly controversial.
And are there any that you see coming up that are going to be controversial, that people may be intrigued to see what side wins out?
Well, yeah, certainly there are some of those. And the one that comes to mind for me immediately is what we're calling the bully bill. It has to do with bullying in the schools. That was one of the governor's priorities this year. And we passed a bill out of the Senate 3 weeks ago or so, one that I was very disappointed in. That moved over to the House, and so I don't know what the House has done with that bill. But if they make changes to it, then it'll come back over here to the Senate. So, you know, we're at the point in the session where some bills are bouncing back and forth in the two chambers. And certainly that's one of them. It's quite controversial, I believe, and will take quite a little time yet going forward.
Well, we don't know the mindset of everybody involved, but we can get yours at least. What part was disappointing in your opinion?
Well, there were three or four parts that were disappointing. One is simply the definition of bullying. Under current Iowa code, there are 18 or 19 enumerated characteristics or traits of students for which the term bullying, the definition of bullying applies. I happen to be of the belief, and all the Republican senators were, that we should protect all children from bullying, not just whether they fit a certain characteristic or trait. A second objection I have is that we're spending another $1 million creating a new bureaucracy, a new grant program by which some schools could benefit from some extra money if they apply for a grant to help specifically with bullying in their schools. And the objection I have there, just like my previous objection, is that only a certain few schools will benefit from this. And I think bullying is kind of a universal deal. All schools, all students should be, you know, subject to the bullying laws that we have. A third concern I have simply is that it's some requirement in here for teachers and administrators to take additional training, and that some of their power, their obligation to deal with bullying extends beyond the school campus and beyond school hours. And I'm not sure that we should continue to put additional demands on our teachers, particularly with the social media that we have, some of the bullying that goes on with that. So it's just troubling to me that we keep adding to the load and the responsibility of our teachers and administrators.
Well, we definitely appreciate your insight and your knowledge on these subjects, Ken. We appreciate your time as well, and we'll speak to you in a couple weeks.
Very good, Justin. Thanks for calling.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, State Senator Ken Rosenboom, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.